AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to Reality with a Twist. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Gunner.
We're not doing
Hi, Gunner.
We can't do this.
Hi, Gunner. Two episodes in a row.
All right. Let's stop it.
Gunner, I see you return to the Black Abyss for today's episode. I really appreciate that.
It looks great. It's just where I belong.
Yes. Shakespeare once said, Gunner belongs in the Black Abyss.
I was trying to think of what Batman movie it was and who said it. And like, I was born in darkness.
I was born in the darkness. I don't know what else he says.
Molded by it.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, fellas, it's just kind of like a chicken scratch episode, right?
Yep. Let's talk about it because to repeat something, there's another big elephant. Jeremy is not here. To make a very long story short, Jeremy is just not available to record this episode again. And originally he was supposed to be hosting today's episode, but obviously due to his many conflicts with scheduling and whatnot, he's just not able to make it. And to make sure we keep on track with scheduling and we're not pumping out mini twist episodes just to get this one episode done.
Yeah.
We are going to have to go forward with doing this episode and revisiting the impossible challenge of making nothing interesting.
With a twist, because this is Reality with a Twist. I asked all the guys to write down a few topics we could talk about so these aren't as unorganized as our last ones, because I know our last two nothing episodes were interesting. They were interesting. So, I don't know.
Well, I actually have a topic we can go ahead and discuss.
Let's love to hear it.
So, Spider-Man Across the Multiverse has it released from when this episode releases a couple weeks ago, right? A few weeks ago? Yeah.
Yes.
It's been 2 or 3 weeks. And big hit. But yes. I think the Spider-Man Multiverse saga is just a carbon copy of Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase, where Scooby-Doo and Mystery Incorporated go into the Cyberverse.
But I agree with you, but you're forgetting about Timmy Turner going into the Cyberverse. You remember that Fairly Odd
Parents? Yeah, didn't he also visit Jimmy Neutron or something?
Yes,
like that
he did.
Some point?
He did.
Yeah, and then they swapped animation styles, and I did not like it.
Now, I was really hyped for that when I was a kid. I was like, no, I loved crap like that.
Oh, go ahead.
No. You keep going, Gunner. You keep going.
But I was just going to read the plot to Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase because I feel like this is kind of
Wait a second.
Oh, whoa. What?
No, I haven't seen the new Spider-Man. Is this going to
spoil? No, there are no spoilers. We're not talking about Spider-Man.
Okay, anymore.
I haven't even seen it. Yeah, no, this is just about Scooby-Doo, man. But but if you have not seen Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase, major spoilers ahead.
don't worry, I'm all good.
Basically, the synopsis.
All right. So here's the plot: Mystery Inc. visits their old friend and college student Eric, who has invited them to see a prize-winning computer game he made based on their adventures and a high-tech laser, both of which he intends to enter at a campus science fair. Upon arrival, the gang learn a phantom virus, quote, materialized from Eric's game and attacked him before his teacher, Professor Kaufman, drove it off with a high-powered magnet, and that it has been terrorizing the campus ever since. While investigating potential suspects, Eric, Kaufman, Eric Kaufman, Bills, what? It's just a list of names, but there's no and, so I don't really know what it's getting at here. Anyways, Eric's best friend and baseball-loving programmer, the grumpy campus security guard, Officer Wembley, the gang encounter the phantom virus before someone uses Eric's lasers to beam them all into his game, where the gang learned that they must complete every level by finding a box of Scooby Snacks to get out of the game. Following initial difficulties in the first three levels, the gang progress quickly until they reach the final level, where they meet cyber versions of themselves. After escaping from the Phantom Virus, the cyber gang reveal that they know where to locate the final box of Scooby Snacks and lead the original gang to the amusement park, where they battle real versions of monsters that Mystery Inc. had previously faced and unmasked as human criminals. Eventually, Scooby-Doo Cyber Double distracts the Phantom Virus so the original Scooby can grab the last box of Scooby Snacks, deleting the Phantom Virus and returning the gang to the real world. Using baseball-related clues they found in phrases from the Phantom Virus used during their adventure, they reveal Bill as its creator. Following a failed escape attempt, he is arrested by Wembley and reveals that he was jealous that Eric's video game was chosen for the science fair over his though he had been at the school 2 years longer, so he created the Phantom Virus to scare Eric away and claim the prize money for himself. Fearing that Mystery Inc. would discover he had created the virus, he beamed them into cyberspace in the hope that they would not survive. Afterwards, the gang and Eric go to a local restaurant to celebrate and reunite with the cyber gang. A whirlwind. It's a roller coaster, and I feel like... Like, I don't know about you. I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo movies
as a
kid. Yeah. And I feel like this was the last good one, because then Scooby-Doo starts, like, singing with Kiss and, like, WWE characters start.
Which Dylan loved that one.
Do not diss the WWE ones.
Sorry, go ahead.
It got weird at a certain point.
To your point, yeah. I actually, you know what? As you were describing that, I couldn't remember it. But then as you kept doing it more, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember watching this on Cartoon Network since they aired it one, like, weekend or whatever.
Right.
And I found it very weird.
It was scary. Do you remember that Scooby-Doo movie where, like, with the aliens and, like, Shaggy was with some hippie girl? And you're like, yay, go Shaggy, he finally getting some. And then she turns into an alien.
I think I do remember that.
I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I'm sure if I got more details given to me, I'll remember it. Because once again, like, Cartoon Network would just air those movies constantly. And like, yeah, they probably pretty much aired every single one at some point. So
when did the Cyber Chase one come out? Because to me, it reeks of like the dot-com bubble.
It was probably like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It came out March... it was released on October 9th, 2001. It was a direct-to-video animated science fiction comedy.
There you go.
So historical context. So about 1 month before this happened, before this movie was released... Another very large cultural moment.
Hey, amen, amen, amen. Why you bring that up, huh? Why you want to bring that up?
The world said this is the time we need Scooby Doo the most.
We need to heal.
It is kind of interesting because it's terrorism still. It's just cyber terrorism.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Terrorizing a campus, so maybe it would have been best to hold off this movie for another couple of months.
Yeah,
but
you know, who cares? It's Scooby Doo. Who's keeping track?
he go rut row and everybody laugh, so it's okay. Oh my gosh! Well, I guess I've never seen that one. I thought I've seen it, but I guess I've never seen that one. But I don't know.
It's a bit of a hard plot to follow. I don't remember most of this.
It just kept going.
Yeah. There's so many details. That's a really long description for a plot.
Yes. Read the spark notes.
Honestly. Okay. Anyways, it also mentions in the plot that in a post-credit scenes, the gang tells the audience their favorite parts of the film. Which is
cool.
In character, evidently.
So they just break the fourth
wall? Like, dude, I really love the part where we dedicate this to 9/11.
No. But, it was very touching of them because, let's see here. It is the final Hanna-Barbera. I always said Barbera because it was an E, not an A.
No, it's Hanna-Barbera. Yeah, you're right.
Hanna-Barbera. Oh,
Hanna-Barbera. Yeah, that's what they call the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you guys gaslighting
me? No. Genuinely.
All right. Anyways, it is the final Hanna-Barbera production to be executive produced by both William Hanna and Joseph Barbera before Hanna's death on March 22nd, 2001, and was dedicated in his memory. So it was really nice of them to dedicate this movie that occurred on October 9th, 2001 to Mr. Hanna.
Yes. There's nothing else they could have dedicated it to. There's no other thing that they could have been like, okay, we need to...
Yeah. Absolutely nothing could have been nothing else could have been used as a dedication. So.
Oh my god.
But no, that's still like that's very interesting because I never knew that because obviously in the Cartoon Network airings they don't show that stuff because you know, I guess the TV blocking time or whatever, but yeah.
Well, how's it been going, fellas? How cuz you know, on this podcast we're always so like structured, you know, we always got our little segments. What have you guys been up to?
For legal reasons, I cannot answer that question.
I'm gonna have to side with Dylan. I will not disclose my personal life at this time.
You guys have been spotted around Grissom Lake, Nevada, around the Area 51 military base, and you guys cannot speak of anything you guys have been doing. Which I respect.
No comment.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
No comment.
I fell off a skateboard today.
All right, Ben, I think you missed the conversation before the podcast where we said this is Gabe, Dylan, and I's podcast. You weren't talking for a little bit. Everything was going smoothly. Then you start talking, and now everything's going to poop.
Toodaloo. Ben, if you're such a big fan of Reality with a Twist, name three of their songs.
Okay, so we've got the Gunner song.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that one's popular. That one's popular.
There's the Dylan song.
Not really for me.
But yeah, I mean, it's a song. It's a song, though. It's a song.
It is. It's a song.
It is a song.
Yeah.
It's on their demo album. That's
Gabe's song.
You, oh my gosh! I'm
he
so
might
sorry,
be, guys. He might be.
I,
a reality
I heard they were
going
to release another song called the Ben song, but I also heard somewhere else that they're not going to release it.
Yeah,
because it's so bad.
Yeah,
bad. They're going to release it. All right, don't.
It's not
going to
be received well. It's not going to be received well at all.
I think it might actually be the most well-received Reality with the Twist song to date.
We'll
when it,
see about that.
Releases.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a sneak peek of the Ben song right here. Yeah. DJ, play that stuff. There's nothing going to actually be playing because we don't have the budget to make the joke.
It's not in the budget today.
It's not on the budget. The there's the Ben song.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I think without, because literally for me, I cannot disclose some of the things that are going on in my life because my life is majorly work. But I can say that for the things that I am doing, I'm very happy with stuff that's going on. But there's also days that are tougher for me. But, you know, I persevere, I get through, and I'm happy that I'm able to just do what I'm doing every single day.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, Dylan.
Yeah. I guess I'm happy for you. I'm pretty neutral, actually.
What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate?
No.
Well, as you know, he was also seen around Area 51, so he cannot disclose. Even though you guys were together, enough. He can't disclose his own.
Fair enough.
But for real, though, I am about to leave for North Carolina on Friday.
Nice.
Yep. So I work tomorrow and then go to bed early so I can wake up at 4 a.m. and make the drive.
Very nice.
Very nice indeed.
Do the viewers of Reality with a Twist know that the first ever trip we took together was to Wilmington, North Carolina?
Yeah, that's actually where I'm going.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever like really in depth talked about that trip before on the podcast.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So to give context to the viewers, I guess, back when the pandemic first happened and all of us were robbed out of graduation that year, we wanted to make a statement and say, like, you know, we can still have a fun summertime and make like really show it to the man. Mm-hmm. And we all agreed to go to North Carolina for a weekend, I think. Or a week. Was it a week? I can't remember now.
It was
a week.
It was like 5 days.
Yeah.
It was like around a week. So we all agreed. We all drove, packed up, and we drove to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We were going to plan on having a nice day, and then a hurricane hit.
Yeah. Hurricane Isaias. We were 5 minutes away from the coast. And Dylan, your wording earlier made it sound like we were like anti-maskers. We are not.
Oh, no. We are not. We are not. And
I don't know who the man is supposed to be. Like...
No, I think it was just like sticking it to the man in regards to like we lost our graduation. That's what I meant. Yes. Not the mask. The masks like were very much needed.
The man could be one of our dads. The man could also work its way up to being God himself. I mean,
we wanted to shake a stick.
We wanted to show it to him.
That's not what I was entailing for legal reasons.
Is God going to sue your legal ass?
Reasons, for legal reasons, we were not at the January 6, 2021 riot. We were not there. Stop accusing us. back to Wilmington. We got hit by Hurricane Isaias, and we were there for what, 2 days before that happened, and it was a tropical storm in South Carolina, but right before it hit North Carolina, it graduated back to a like category one
hurricane.
So it was barely anything, but it knocked out power. And guys, the South is kind of humid. Like you think Indiana's humid and hot, but like. What it get up to like 85 degrees or something in that Airbnb? Like,
no, here's it got thing. It to 90 degrees, and 90 it took degrees. An entire day for it to just like, work its way to 72. Because
like, here's the thing: how storms work, like weather-wise. I'm no you know meteorologist or whatever, but like the thing is that when a storm happens and a big wet front comes in, it becomes very humid afterwards.
So
you're mixing that. We're on the coast. A huge hurricane just happened. Yeah. Not a huge, but a Category 1 hurricane happened. And because of that, all the power's down, all the AC's down. Like, to Gator's point, our Airbnb got up to 90 degrees. It was insufferable.
Yeah.
Absolutely insufferable. We tried to, like, go out and do things to, like, get away from that.
I remember we took you, we all went to Harris Teeter.
Yes,
Harris Teeter. You guys fell asleep at the Starbucks.
Yes. Yeah, no, we were. Literally. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, we were trying to get out of the house as much as possible. And at one point, Dylan fell asleep on the couch, and we started, like, stacking things on top of his naked back.
Yes, I remember that. We were all basically just wearing our underwear because it was that hot and unbearable.
I still got a word with that, okay? I don't know what went through your mind to do. I mean, I don't get the bit, you know, the joke of, like, putting stuff on me, taking pictures of it, that's whatever. To post that picture of me originally on the Instagram without telling me that it was going to be on there.
I don't even remember that.
I was looking through the Instagram, like, once we got all the power back when I'm like, Gabe, what the fuck are you doing?
I didn't know.
So, guys, are we all in agreement that that will be the episode announcement on the RWAT Pod Instagram?
Yep. And honestly, just for fun, Gabe, put in the picture right here.
But no, yeah. But still, what I was trying to insinuate is that that trip and whatnot is really what started us doing our now yearly summer trip to going to different places. Yes. But no, Gunnar, more specifically, I hope everything does go well with your trip to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yes.
Hopefully the drive goes very well, because it sounds like a very similar setup to how we did it when we first went as a group. Yes.
I am actually not going through Ohio. I'm going Kentucky, Tennessee, and then North Carolina.
Yeah, that'll be much more bearable.
No, I was so pissed.
My voice is getting raspy, so I'm going to have to hack up a storm. So
let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
All right, we're good now.
Wow.
On our end, it didn't sound that bad, but probably in the Audacity recording, it's going to.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I purposely faced away from the mic so it wasn't just blasting your ears.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Ohio sucked. I remember in Cincinnati. Remember, I had to immediately shit as soon as we left the state of Indiana, and then we tried to go to three different places, and they were all unavailable for three different reasons.
It was 8 a.m. and you're like, what the f-? Why can't we go to one place?
But the first place we stopped in West Virginia, wasn't it?
Oh no! No!
It was different with West. It was all cloudy and gloomy in Ohio, and we literally crossed into West Virginia, and
the sun.
It was all sunny. It was remember all now. Ohio was just terrible to go to, and from. I actually think ever since then, we always made it a goal to go through Ohio as little as possible when doing our trips. So when we did Toronto, we did literally a little tiny bit in Ohio, and that was it.
Yeah,
we went through Toledo, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Toledo.
I fell asleep. I don't remember that.
It was fun.
It was insignificant.
Ohio drugged me.
If only I fell asleep. God.
Toledo SD.
What? Toledo SD?
Yeah, that was going to stay in the drafts. All right, cool.
I'm trying to think of what you're.
I really don't know. I don't know what I was trying to go. I think LSD in Toledo, but it just...
Oh, Toledo SD.
It did not come out the way I wanted it to.
That's a hallucinogen. And I don't think that would cause sleep immediately.
Dude, I was tripping. When we were in Ohio, it felt like we were still in Indiana.
That's how you know you was tripping. You know... No, Google Maps took me down into Cincinnati, which I love Cincinnati, but then back up towards Columbus. I think we were an hour south of Columbus in Chillicothe or Chillicothe or whatever that town's called. And then back down south. It sucked. Oh my God. Never go through Ohio if you have any choice. But
very much agreed.
Yes. Ben, can you tell us what happened with the skateboard?
Oh yeah. So,
So anyways,
go ahead.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
No, I had a day off today and I did a few things and I was just it's really nice out today. I might as well do something. And I was let's just grab out the old skateboard and see how I hold up. And I just started going through the neighborhood and I swear we're getting older, boys, because I mean a minute into it and I was breathing hard and it was, my legs were hurting. But anyways, the trucks on the front of the skateboard were a little loose. So I was going down this hill pretty fast and, all of a sudden it started wobbling really fast and I was oh, I'm going down. And so luckily I was able to steer myself towards the grass, right before I hit. And then I flew off that thing and I bounced and rolled on the ground.
That's crazy. I was not expecting that.
No, yeah, I got up and I just looked around to make sure nobody in the neighborhood saw it, and then I just went back home.
Oh my God.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. A neighbor was in the window and they filmed the whole entire thing.
Yes. It is on Instagram as we speak.
Yeah, it's the promotional video.
They probably thought Ben was on Toledo SD when
he saw that.
But, no, I mean, I really do think we're all getting older because,
Well, I mean,
aren't we all tired right now?
We are.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there's just such a rapid change from like graduating high school to now. It's only been a 2 or 3 years. Yeah. But
yeah,
we're all so different now.
I understand your argument, Ben, but as you can see, all of us in this call are wearing very teenager clothes, and you're the only one here sitting in a gray robe.
I was just going to say that. Oh my god, no.
Next, you just need the nightcap and the candle, and then you're all
sitting. The feather. Ben, be like, mind if I slip into something more comfortable?
No, Ben, I was just about to compliment the robe. You look really comfortable.
Thank you.
I love the look. You look very relaxed. You look like a hardworking man that just took his first day off in a while.
You should take the shirt off, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that we'll see. We'll see if you can convince me.
Okay.
If we can convince you.
If you don't take the shirt off, I know where you live. I know where your family is. Am I working my way up to it?
No, it's no.
Ben, Gabe censored this out. I have a bomb and a gun. I have a bomb and a gun. You better let me.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, but I love the robe. We should do next time we do a boys' night. We should all wear our robes. Robes are such a weird. Okay, so robes are such a weird like article of clothing because I don't know. I love the idea of wearing one, but I never know when to wear one.
So, you know, I think from what I've seen, like, people preferably like to wear a robe after they've, like, taken a shower, and it's, like, they're right before they go to bed, they're like, I don't really want to slip into some heavy, like, more heavy clothing and whatnot, so they just grab the robe, wrap it around themselves, and...
Yes. I don't know. Go ahead.
I was always self-conscious. I had a robe growing up, right? And...
Yeah.
I was always self-conscious of wearing it, because then my dad said I looked like Hugh Hefner. And then, and then I didn't know who Hugh Hefner was, because I was a sweet, innocent child.
Yes.
And then because I didn't get the joke, my dad had to explain to me what Playboy was. Yes. And I think that was a mistake. Like,
yes.
I never looked at Playboy and had like, why would I get a nudie magazine? But
Gunner be wildin'. Oh my gosh. I think it's more your dad's issue for immediately associating his young child with Hugh Hefner.
It's Hugh Hefner,
the founder of Playboy magazine. I don't think that's your issue, Gunner.
Like literally, yeah, like, who does that?
You can imagine that, like the association now is. It's I don't really enjoy it, so
yeah.
I just
yeah.
No, fair enough.
Ben, what were you about to say earlier? You were gonna start something.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, for me, wearing robes is all about, like, if you're a little cold, but you don't want to change your whole outfit, and you're not quite ready to get under the covers, so it's just like, there's a robe, let me just throw it over what I've got on, and I'm warm now.
That's, okay, that's interesting. You use it as, like, a home jacket. Like, a comfy lounge jacket. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Like I got it for Christmas, and it's like...
Then
perfect for a Christmas morning.
I think with younger people like us, it's just that need has kind of like more so been replaced where it's like, oh, if we're cold in our house, we just grab a blanket and then we wrap ourselves in the blanket. And then that's that.
I don't know.
In my house, if you're cold, you deal with it.
Because, you know, I can see that. You know, robes aren't allowed because you look like Hugh Hefner. So you just got to deal with the cold.
If you look like Hugh Hefner... You ain't allowed.
If you look like this guy, you better get out of here.
I don't know. I just like because I got this beautiful blue robe. Emma got me this beautiful blue robe for Christmas. I got a robe for Christmas. And it's just like the idea. I romanticize the idea of wearing a robe so much, but I just never find myself. I have it in my room. I could put it on right now if I wanted to, but like I just never do it. I don't know.
What do you mean romanticize?
What's going on,
Gabe?
Not like actually like, not like, not like hard eyes. Yeah, slay. But like romanticize is in like imagining yourself like Oh, putting on a robe after a shower, getting a nice cup of coffee, walking out of your $50 million mansion, looking over the Sierra Nevada and just like on a cold morning, just sipping. Like that kind of romanticizing. Like not...
Bro, just put the robe on.
Just put it on. Stop making excuses.
Put it on.
He literally went, I don't want to be like the Sierra... I don't want to be like the guys on the Sierra waterfall.
Sierra waterfall!
Sierra Nevada.
So Gabe, do you just like, are you just walking around your house and you're like cold and then you see a robe in the corner and you're just like, someday that'll be me.
It's like the green goblin mask in the
for all of a week I wore it every single time I took a shower. I wore it right before bed, but like just something about it, like it's a process, you know. It's a process because you gotta put it on and then you gotta tie the little thing.
And then that's it. And that's it. What do you mean?
Gabe, no, what did you do with the shirt when you put that on?
Yeah.
It's too long of a process. I can't get into it. But it's way simpler than putting on a robe.
You are not winning this argument.
No. It's not even. I'm just saying, like, the idea of a robe I love and I want to wear a robe, I just don't. I have a beautiful robe that fits. It's super comfy and it fits me very well, but I just don't for some reason.
Gabe has a beautiful robe. He doesn't need to be seeing other robes.
Yes. Yeah, Ben, your robe's looking at me a little funny, and I'm not comfortable with that. I have a beautiful robe at home.
Robe fails. This is why you just... Seeing a robe, though, it's a bit promiscuous, though.
Let's move on. So, one of the things I can't think of a good transition for this one. One of the things I've written down is what's better, Crumble or Insomnia? Because those are the only two cookie restaurants that I can think of.
Who cares?
Me. It's called a pod. We have a conversation. If people didn't care, they wouldn't be listening, Dylan. What do you mean? Who cares? It's a conversation.
Honestly, anybody listening at this point is a trooper because they got past the Scooby-Doo into the cyberverse, and then they just got past Hugh Hefner. Yeah,
the robe romanticizing, and now they're getting to the crumble cookie and insomnia debate.
Oh my god!
I did that as just a joke jab or whatever, but I think to answer your question, I prefer crumble.
Crumble, okay. I'm more on team insomnia myself.
I'm gonna have to say team insomnia. I love them both.
I love them both too.
Yeah.
I'm crumble.
Always happy with insomnia.
We have two crumbles and two insomnias. That's interesting. That really, you know, it really says a lot about society today. That four identical white men sitting in their rooms doing a podcast like every
this
other
is
group
society
of white men.
When four men have difference in opinion.
Yeah, screw Republicans and Democrats. Who you voting for, Insomnia or Crumble? But my issues with Crumble are just like, I don't know. The cookies are like delicious and they're always different flavors, but they're just like, I don't know, too much. In a sense, I don't know, and they're so expensive. That's my main complaint.
The last time I had an insomnia cookie, I was only able to barely get through half of it, and then I had to just like wrap up the bag and save it for later because it was just so rich. It was so rich I couldn't get through it.
That's how I think about crumble.
It's like they work in the same ways.
You see, this is what happens when four men
in one Discord call have differences.
I don't know. I'm team insomnia. Because, like, I can get through an entire insomnia cookie. I could not, even if I tried, get through an entire crumble cookie in one sitting. I don't know. This is me.
Yeah. Well, I think this is going to be kind of a neutral debate here, as both Ben and I are just going to keep fighting back, and then you and Gabers can keep fighting back, and then what's it going to lead to? People just choosing their own opinion and their own preference.
Yep.
Society.
Leave in the comments below. I love insomnia.
Hey,
and check out my new song.
Text your mom this. And check out my new song, the Dylan ABC song.
That's like the third time we've made that exact joke on this podcast.
It's but, only I thought that's the first one.
No, we've
that's
done it at least one other time. I
we
think
have?
I think you did it.
I did?
And I remember vividly saying C is for cat after it happened. Vividly remember this.
You gotta understand my mind. I just say things and then I forget that I said them.
Fair. I do the same thing and, literally every single day.
And this mainly happens with my joke telling. I literally will not know I've made a joke before, and then like someone else will say the same joke that I said, and I'd be like, that's funny.
Bro is such a joke machine that he just like AI generates jokes and doesn't even remember what they are.
Speaking of AI jokes, let's talk about some AI generated content that has been popping up. I think we've talked about it previously. Have we talked about previously on the podcast before?
I don't think we've ever tackled AI.
Well, I mean, I know like Gunner's hosted like a whole podcast talking about like ChatGPT with his mini twist episode and whatnot. Yeah, but fair. I want to talk about this because a biggest form of entertainment with a lot of the younger folks recently is watching, going on to like live streams and watching AI generated content, and the most popular being AI SpongeBob.
Yes, I love AI Sponge. Oh my god, I love AI Sponge.
It is quite possibly one of the most interesting things to come out of this whole AI renaissance, aside from just poking around with ChatGPT. And it's, you know, always gets a kick out of me seeing like some of the highlights that pop up on TikTok, watching it live myself. Obviously, like our little friend group has coined a couple of the things here that have been said in that little live stream.
Yes. And such as 2006 Honda Civic, but that's everybody's.
And the heat death of the universe.
Heat death of the universe. Yeah. Which I just think that's very interesting that supposedly, because I think you could suggest topics to it, but supposedly AI has made actual memes itself that people use and like, you know.
I think a little of it, it's a little bit of a pipe in from the creators to generate, because I mean, it's smart on their behalf to like pop in a couple of like keywords to keep the AI like fresh with like some of the new quality stuff. I mean, I'm sure a bit of it is like going and like looking up trends and then like transferring that however they do it, but I do think to some degree to make sure they get good revenue and monetization and all that, they pipe in a couple of things so that the AIs pick it up and then start talking about it.
I completely agree.
So I just told AI to write me a negative review for Reality with a Twist.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I want to hear
it. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. The title of this comment is lackluster content with a monotonous twist.
Oh, wow, he's clever.
Give me their address.
Yeah.
two stars. Because I recently had the unfortunate experience of listening to Reality with a Twist, a podcast that claims to transform mundane topics into something interesting. However, I found myself utterly disappointed and unimpressed with the overall content delivered by the five hosts, Gabe, Gunner, Ben, Dylan, and Jeremy. First and foremost, the podcast suffers from a severe lack of diversity. It's disheartening to see a group of five white men monopolizing discussion space without providing a platform for voices from different backgrounds and perspectives. The absence of diverse voices limits the show's ability to explore topics from various angles, resulting in a narrow, one-sided view of the world.
That got a little bit too real. Got a little bit too real there.
I feel like you guys did an odds.
No,
that actually wasn't an odds.
That wasn't an odds. We all just kind of followed each other's suit.
Just follow the bit or whatever, but yes. No. Whoever wrote that review?
Oh, it's not done.
Oh, my bad. Okay, go ahead.
While the concept of making mundane topics interesting sounded promising, the execution fell flat. The hosts struggled to inject any real enthusiasm or creativity into their discussion. Instead, they relied on worn-out cliches, predictable jokes, and recycled anecdotes that failed to engage and captivate listeners. Moreover, the show's pacing and editing were lackluster, the transitions between topics were awkward and abrupt, leaving me feeling disconnected from the overall flow. the host often veered off on tangents that were unrelated to the subject matter, further diluting the already weak content. It felt like a missed opportunity to truly delve into the intricacies of the chosen topics and bring something genuinely thought-provoking to the table. Furthermore, the lack of research and depth was evident throughout each episode. It seemed as though the host relied solely on their personal experience and shallow knowledge, offering little more than surface-level insights. If they genuinely aimed to make these topics interesting, they Oh my gosh, this is... Why is it so long? I'm not going to keep reading this.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to keep... I'm real, but you know
real.
What?
Yes.
It's their opinion, and there's like... Who cares? Who cares, honestly? Who cares?
They did okay. Slay, though.
No. Rewrite it.
If they were horny about reality with a twist.
You know, I don't think it would. It would be like, I'm sorry, I ain't doing that. But I guess to clear in or to pipe in some sound here while with the waiting, I think the point I was trying to make is that the AI that has been showing up as of recent has been very entertaining to watch. And I've also seen other iterations too, like people doing AI, Family Guy AI, Simpsons AI. Yeah. Oh, what else have I seen? But you get my points. Like, yeah. This whole AI like content renaissance has been very interesting to look at, and I kind of wonder how much bigger it's going to grow in this context.
It's concerning. I mean, like there's two common, you know, opinions on it, and it's people who are optimistic and pessimistic about it. I think more people are a little scared because it's like the where computers will surpass humans. What's that called? It's supposed to happen in like the 2040s. Oh, I can't think of it. I can't even think of it right now. But like that just seems more realistic every single day and more and closer every day. So it's just, but it's also fun, you know.
I think as someone who typically knows and works with like the trenches of like technology and all that, I don't see that really being a reality because like especially with forms of like art. Sure, there's going to be this AI sponge thing that's going to generate funny stuff and whatnot, but if I were said, would you rather watch that or your favorite content creator that's naturally able to crack jokes and whatnot, I'm going to choose the content creator every time because they're an actual person who have thought and emotions and have more personality and more life into what they're creating and entertaining the viewer with.
Yep. But I do think it'll get to the point where having a human making something is almost like a selling point, you know. I think it's possible that we get to that point. Like, I don't know. I with art not so much, but just like with everyday things, a human making something is like, oh my gosh, like a person actually touched this. Who knows? But Gunnar, were you gonna say? Were you gonna say anything?
Oh, I just had it write another one about because Ben made an offensive joke about snails. but it's really long.
Yeah. maybe we can copy and paste that and have that as like part of in the description of the podcast or something. Ben, what are you up to right now? How's it going up there?
Oh, I'm so tired. just for context of those people listening or watching, it's 12:11 a.m. right now, and
how long have we've been recording? We've been recording for almost 50 minutes.
45.
Oh, I started recording early. My bad.
Yeah, you're so bad.
We're all pretty tired, but we're trying to hang in there.
Yes.
We?
No, you, Ben.
We. But is there anything else? I was going to do a store shopper's tier list and ask your guys' opinion about. I don't know if we have time for that.
You guys, that would definitely take
I think we save that for another time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So are we ready to get into some segments?
Let's do our segments. Let's do our wacky little segments.
And what first, fellas?
We specifically start off with the drug fact of the week.
Oh, yes. Drug fact of the week.
Okay. Our drug fact's pretty simple. We're talking about statins, and a lot of the most common medications in the pharmacy are statins, and they're for cholesterol. Anything that ends with statin is for cholesterol. So these would include atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, simvastatin, pravastatin, lovastatin. These are the ones I can think of right now. But yeah, they're all just for cholesterol. So anything ending in statin.
So are they to what specifically do they do with cholesterol?
Lower.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, saying they're for cholesterol is like the roundabout, thing they do. But it's I can't remember which receptor they bind to at the moment. But yeah, I apologize.
No, you're good.
The stupid receptor. Oh, I'm sorry, Gunner. I went too far. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll forgive you.
But thank you for our drug fact of the week,
Gunner. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Ben, would you like to do your Ben's Law?
I'm currently looking up a law right now.
Okay. Do we want to do some weird news then?
My Roblox. Sure.
Okay. Oh, do you want to do Roblox Game of the Week?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, for Roblox Game of the Week, once again, been very busy with work, so I haven't been able to like fully immerse myself in a lot of new games and or interesting ones. So I went ahead and thought of a game that I used to play a lot back in the day that I had a lot of fun. I actually can't remember if I've talked about this one in the past before, but if I have, then so be it. But Ultimate Driving, it's an experience that was created, I believe, back in sometime 2011. Wow, I thought it was a lot older than that, or younger than that. But still, it's a game where you pretty much go around and you drive vehicles. And the fun appeal to this is that you can save up more money by either being a criminal, by being a cop, by doing other jobs. And with that money, you buy even cooler, faster, and amazing cars. This is a game that I played for a long time when I was younger, in like middle school and early high school, and I've had a lot of my favorite memories on the platform with like my online friends on this game. So if you're looking for a nice game that revolutionizes what the vehicle genre on Roblox is like and puts a fun twist to a lot of that mechanic, then Ultimate Driving is the game for you.
Heck yeah. As you can see, it really excited me. No, but seriously,
you know, you don't have to force yourself to have me do this anymore if you don't want to listen to it.
I'm sorry, dude. that was an actual natural yawn. It was nothing to do with the Roblox Game of the Week. But thank you very much, Dylan, for the Roblox Game of the Week. That sounds very fun. I always love driving games. Now are we ready for weird news?
Yes.
Okay. You could just hear us progressively getting more tired. What are the odds? Where did it go? Okay. I accidentally closed the tab. But don't worry, guys. We're back. We're back for real this time. Let me make this a little bit bigger. As always, this comes straight from the Associated Press, and by always, I mean sometimes when it's not a local weird news, but this is not a local weird news. Lake Barrington, Illinois. A suburban Chicago man is facing firearm charges after he told officers he accidentally shot himself in the leg while dreaming that an intruder was breaking into his home, police said. So right off the bat, we got some prime weird news material. The Lake Barrington man was charged about 2 months after Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to his home on April 10th on a report about a person with a gunshot wound, police said. Deputies who found the 62-year-old man with a gunshot wound to one of his legs applied a tourniquet to the limb because he was, quote, losing a significant amount of blood before being hospitalized, police said. The man told the investigators he, quote, had a dream someone was breaking into his home, unquote, and during that dream he, quote, retrieved his 357 Magnum revolver and shot at who he believed was the intruder, unquote, police said. So who he believed was the intruder was his leg, unfortunately. You know how, like, dogs, when they're dreaming, sometimes they, like, pretend to run? He just did the same thing but just got scared of it, so he shot himself in the leg. Quote, when he fired, he shot himself and apparently woke up from the dream. I'd hope he woke up from the dream if he shot himself, police said Tuesday in a news release. Investigators determined there was no burglary attempt at the man's home in Northwest Chicago, but they found that his state firearm owner's identification card had been revoked, and he was still in possession of a firearm. So he snitched on himself in a dream, because he shot himself in the foot or in the leg. Just keeps getting better. A warrant was issued June 9th for the man on charges of possession of a firearm without a valid FOID card and reckless discharge of a firearm. Both are felonies, police said. He was arrested Monday and released after posting bond and is scheduled for June 29th. And they couldn't get in contact with him. He didn't have a lawyer to get in contact, and when they called or texted the number that said it was him, the guy declined the comment. So there you go. I think maybe a little bit out of embarrassment, but
yeah, I'm just imagining like a case situation where he didn't wake up from the dream and he was just like, oh, I had a weird dream where there's this thing in my bed and
I just wanted to see like I want to see like the 5 seconds that passed immediately after he shot his leg. Like what went on in his mind? He was like, where's the intruder? Yeah. Looked at the bullet in his leg. Was like, what did I just do?
It was me the entire time. But it's so funny because he literally like through no fault of anybody else, nobody did anything to him. He completely snitched on himself for owning a firearm. Because how did he get the gun in his sleep? Was he sleeping with it like as a pillow or something?
He stays strapped in his sleep.
Oh, he's got that thing on him.
Can't trust anybody these days.
Not even your own leg. That motherfucker tried to rob your ass. But that's our weird news for today.
Wow, very, very, very weird news.
Yes. But, Ben, I would like to hear your Ben's Law, please.
Okay. So, this one isn't actually going to be a law. It's just going to be something in the realm of law enforcement. So, I'm just going to talk about the difference between... Is there a problem, Dylan?
I'm genuinely yawning now, too. Gabe passed it off to me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, anyways, I'm just going to be talking about the difference between a police department and a sheriff's department. Because sometimes it can be confusing. And so what a police department is, that's always going to be something that is just strictly a city. So... Indianapolis has their own police department. Most cities have their own police department, unless maybe it's like a very small town. They might not have their own police force. And then sheriff's department or sheriff's office is assigned to a county. So they will typically be assigned to calls that will go out in the country roads where police won't normally be, but they can also come to the city and assist with things that they may be needed for, and vice versa. If there's something going on out in the country and there's a police officer close by, then they'll come respond. And then one other thing that some people don't know about sheriff's departments is they are totally in charge of jails. Police don't run the jails at all. That's totally just the sheriff.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then sheriff deputies also play a large part in being the middleman between people and the courts. So they'll deliver court papers to people's house, serve warrants, and things like that. Whereas police mostly are going to be, you know, on patrol, trying to prevent crime and responding to calls. So there are actually quite a bit of differences between the two.
So it seems like sheriffs are a bit more of the day-to-day, well, not day-to-day, but like the what's the word? Like red tape, like things you got to do, like legal stuff. And then police are just like the people trying to stop crime and give a single mother a speeding ticket for going too over the speed limit.
Yeah, You see, this is what happens when there's four men on a Discord call.
This is what happens when four men in Discord call talk.
But yes, no, in simple terms, that's sure, yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much. I have a question. Okay, I have two questions. You can either answer now, or if you don't know, I want to hear them in the future. So, like, specifically, I know the general differences between a prison and a jail, but what are the specific differences between a prison and a jail? And also, because I see cops, I'll be in, like, Indianapolis or, like, Shelbyville, and I'll see, like, a Whiteland police car just driving around, or, like, a Greenwood police car driving. So, like, do they have any kind of power in a district other than their own, in a precinct that they don't serve? But okay. If you don't know, that's fine.
So for the prison versus the jail, so one of the main differences between those is going to be jails are mostly going to only hold people who are in jail. Well,
no. Bro, just give up. Just give up, man.
He said, you see the difference?
I lost my train of thought at the worst moment.
Ben's giving us the real answers. Sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
Okay. So people who are given a sentence for usually 1 year or less are going to be in the jail. Okay. And oftentimes the jail will just serve as a holding place for people who are, undergoing trial and things like that. Whereas a prison is definitely going to be more of an after you're sentenced thing. And especially if it's anything over a year, that'll be prison. Okay. And then also, there are county jails, but prisons can be different. There's not always a prison per county or per city or anything like that. But there always will be a county jail. And then your second question, I would believe... sorry, I was distracted by Dylan still laughing.
I'm sorry, I'll look away.
No, that just makes it worse. So usually when you see like a Whiteland police officer in Indianapolis, that's just because it's their take home vehicle that
okay.
Yeah, so really I'm sure that they could I can't really answer that question with confidence, but I would say they can assist people to the best of their ability without actually using any kind of legal authority. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm sure if there's something like they see somebody armed robbing a place right in front of them, they're probably kind of obligated to do something about it. But like,
yeah.
I'm assuming they don't have, they can't just like, I don't know,
see somebody speeding and then pull them over
and be like, not in my town.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. You actually answered both of them very well.
Of course.
It took you a second on the first one.
A jail will typically hold people who are in jail.
Okay. Do we have any other segments before Local Artist of the Week?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have a new segment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because of that the poll that we did. Yes. So the segment that I planned, we probably should have done it earlier because we have been going for a long time.
Yes.
Do we want to just do it in the next episode?
It's up to you. I'm okay.
The segment is the boys discuss deep philosophical questions.
I think that needs to wait for the next episode. No offense to the viewers who wanted to see that.
This was the sneak peek, viewers. You have something to look forward to on our season finale. Next episode is our season finale, which we never even said. But yeah, the season 2 is coming to an end as of next episode, next week. Let's hold that until then.
Sounds good.
That sounds wonderful, though. I'm very happy with that.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and cut here. So see you guys in a sec. So unfortunately, this artist never got back to us. So we had to cut the local artist of the week for this week. All right, back to the podcast. Are we ready? Or what are the odds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
What are the odds? Is a combination of a dare and a bet. There's an odds asker and a victim. The odds asker, or the victim, gets to set their own likelihood of having to do the dare that the odds asker dares them to do. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do it. A third party counts out. Let me restart. It's too late for this. So there's an odds asker and a victim, and then a third party. The odds asker asks the victim a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of having to do it by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do it. A third party counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and then both the odds asker and the victim say a number between 1 and the number they set at the same time. If they say the same number, they have to do it. The victim has to do the dare. If none of our individual odds hit, we will do a descending odds, which is pretty self-explanatory. You will get it if we get there. Let's do it, fellas. Anybody want to go first?
I do.
Anybody important want to go first? Just kidding, Ben. Go ahead.
I don't think so. Okay. What are the odds? Over the course of the next episode, so the finale, you have to eat 2 regular-sized crumble cookies.
Oh, wow.
2 whole ones.
Wow. Who are you asking that
to? You.
Oh. Oh my god, I'm gonna feel like crap after that. But that objectively isn't that bad, so I'm gonna say 5.
Okay.
Alright, I'll count you guys down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2.
It
added up. Do we do it again?
It adds up.
Alright.
Yeah, why not?
3, 2, 1.
1. 1.
What?
There we go. That's my own fault. That was just the logical place to go. That's
there you
my
go.
Own freaking fault.
Oh, Gabe's gonna eat crumble cookie.
We're not doing descending odds. Okay.
Yeah, Gunner, what's up?
Okay, Ben. What are the odds you buy a nightgown and a cap and a candle for and wear it for the entire next episode?
I'm not gonna lie. I've already looked at those items to try to buy them before, and it comes out to kind of expensive.
Wow.
At the end of it. So I'm gonna say.
Wait a minute.
20.
We can unwrap that another episode. All right. Say 20.
All right. I'll count you guys down. 3, 2, 1.
6.
14.
It adds up.
Oh my god. Okay. 3, 2, 1. 2.
14.
Dang it. I was hoping another one of our things.
Imagine the coincidence.
That'd be crazy. Dylan, I'm going to be completely honest. I started right. Okay, here's what mine says so far. I forgot to finish this. It says, what are the odds that you buy everyone here? And then. That's what my odds currently is, so I need some time to polish it off.
Yeah, no, I can whip up something, so I'll go ahead and pass it off to somebody who has not been asked something yet. Gunner.
Yeah.
All right. What are the odds that I just got a Facebook message. It's tripping me up. What are the odds that the next time you actually, no, hold up, that's not gonna work. And then see, like, I had some on top of my head too, and now like I can't think of it either. God,
I got done with mine.
We can now do let mine. Me yeah, okay, fine.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Who do I want to do this to? Ben, I'm gonna get you back. What are the odds that you buy everybody here a shirt with your face on it? And we all have to wear it, not only on an episode of Reality with a Twist, but we also have to wear it in Nashville at least one day.
Man, oh, boy.
That's
expensive.
All of us.
That's an expensive.
Yeah,
I was
about to say.
Yes.
Yeah, that will be expensive. That one is going to be 25.
Okay.
All right. I'll count down.
All right.
Three. two, one.
20.
20.
No! 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 No!
No!
No! Oh no! I'll subsidize it, Ben. I'll subsidize the cost because I don't want you to have to pay for all of that.
I'll help cover some of the costume. God damn it!
We just go bar hopping with the. It's the birthday boy. Oh my god!
That's not even the birthday boy.
That just have to be our excuse.
The worst part is me wearing a shirt of my own face.
Your own self. Oh my gosh. Okay.
God, I can't believe that hit.
Two hits.
I haven't been hit with an odds in so long, and that had to be the one.
That had to be the one.
Oh my gosh.
That is so freaking funny. Oh my god.
All right, Dylan, do you want to ask yours?
Yep, I'll go ahead and ask mine now. Okay. So, Gunner.
Yeah.
What are the odds that, and this is a more tame one, what are the odds that you let me have full creative control to decide what your Roblox avatar will look like for the next 6 months?
Wow. Wow.
You cannot change your outfit at all. For 6 months.
Two.
I'm fucked.
To our new listeners, two means that if it doesn't hit, it reverses and goes back to the person that asked it. For anybody new. So him saying two is kind of big for somebody that works at Roblox.
Can I, object to that? Because, I feel like there might be issues of legality depending on what Gunner puts my avatar
Okay, how about you can object to the outfit? So if he does something, then you can say, no, I'm not doing that.
I mean, Gunner, what do you say? It's your decision.
So he still has creative freedom, but you can... Because it's your job. It's your livelihood.
I was about to say, I don't know. Because, they use my avatar and stuff to, put it on, official things and whatnot. And I don't want my avatar to look stupid as hell.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll respect that. Okay. I'll say 10, then.
Okay.
So we're not doing
it. If I was not under that pre-context, I'd so be dumb for it. But I...
Wow. What an integral...
I'm sorry. Part. I apologize.
Of reality with a twist history. I'll count you guys down.
Okay.
3, 2, 7.
9.
Did I
actually... I was actually about to say 7.
Ooh. Can you imagine that? 3 of the 4 hit.
3 out of the 4 odds hitting. That would be crazy.
Huh. Ooh.
God, if it would have been 2, I would have had a heart attack if that still stayed at 2.
Oh, gosh.
But like I said, there was just an incident at work where they're gathering all the avatars to put onto a big group picture. It's if that was done and the odds hit, I don't even want to know what would pop up on.
Do you guys know that video of they're in natural disaster survival and the guy's trying to look behind the other avatar and it's like a guy in a suit. But on the back of him, it's just a pink thong and bare ass. Do you guys know that video?
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping you would do. Oh my gosh. I'm sure that outfit isn't available anymore, but still. Anything else, fellas?
Besides, do we want to do that thing that we were just discussing?
Yes. Okay. Before that, I'm sorry, apparently I just love the sound of my own voice because I won't shut up on this episode, but, some announcements. Next episode, as you know, is going to be our finale. I don't know if there's going to be too much of a gap between season 2 and season 3. And as always, we will discuss changes to the podcast. So there might be changes to the podcast between season 2 and season 3. Still mostly will be the same old, but, Also, follow us on Instagram at rwatpod. I ended up finally being able to change it to rwatpod. There was another podcast that had the handle, and I guess they just deleted their account. So I was able to scoop up rwatpod at rwatpod instead of rwatpodcast. Check out our website, rwatpod.com, and email us, realitywithatwist@gmail.com, with suggestions. Or if you just want to say hi, we will get back to you. And that's all for the announcements.
Yeah, with the season change coming up and our discussions, we will gladly take your suggestions. So yes, now's please. A good time, better than ever.
Who wants to introduce our last part of the episode that we promised to our dear followers?
I'll do it. Okay. So, Gabe, do you want to explain what like the deal was and how?
Yes,
this works.
Yeah. So I, as a marketing major, wanted to try to market the podcast a little bit. So I made a promise on our Instagram that for every follower we got from a specific reel, from the time I posted it to the Friday after it, we would read out every single username of anybody that followed us from that reel. And it did pretty well at first, but then people just started unfollowing us and following us back again. So kind of sneaky, but yeah, we specifically said if you have any kind of slur or any kind of allusion to a slur in your username, we will not be reading it, but cuss words are fine. I mean, whatever, but just nothing that'll offend anybody. So yeah, that's all the deal.
So starting at the top, Dr. Yes. Skills _ earning.
Yes.
Mr. _Plato_man. I'm not gonna say the underscore. I'm just gonna read them as words.
Wait, can I read the next one? Can I read the next one?
No. Fuckface McGee 8841.
Thank you, Fuckface McGee 8841.
Thank you, Fuckface McGee.
Not Burhan, I don't know. Pyroclasm _ Shaw. Yes. Sarah Strain. Sophia. Wait, Rico.
Did we want to take turns? I thought we were going to take turns reading them.
Oh, I thought I was just going to just crank them all out.
I mean, I'm fine with them just cranking them all out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Beck Clay. Baldzio.jpg.
Yes.
Photogby.era.
Yes.
Greg's in Bacon.
It's a great one.
M4KYV. Space.
Four M's on that one.
Yes. Jack Dougal. Oh. Chimpy Memes.
Yes.
Noah _0. Photog. Oh, yeah. Never mind. We already read that one. So, yeah. Thank you to everyone who followed us for that promotional event.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support greatly.
And we might be doing that again because I think I need to make a few changes, but we might be doing that again in the future. So, if you didn't hear your username as you like to hear it, I might be putting them in the description. I might just write them all down. I probably will. Just to get them down there. But thank you very much for following. Sorry you guys had to wait so long, but there you go.
Well, fellas, let's talk about a jam-packed episode before our season finale.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. We ain't gonna have anything to talk about next week.
Oh, no. We ran out.
That's why we're into the season.
No. We didn't even mention the submarine. Which is
that's like a whole. There's no way we could talk about that now.
Yeah,
but
no way.
Still,
I'm
tired.
I'm tired as well. I'm like yawning and whatnot. Yes. But I guess to kind of take the mic away from Gabe, I will be hosting the very last episode of the season, and just like how we did with the season finale for season one, I will be hosting a tier list episode where the whole gang and I will be going through each of the episodes we did this season and ranking them from S all the way down to F. So yes, you do not want to miss that.
Yes. And I think it'll be a little bit more organized than our last one because I think we're kind of writing a little blurb about our own episodes to jog all of our memories.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up.
I think so, too.
Yep. I think we should go ahead and just close.
Yep. All right. Ben, give us your best Swedish accent and close us out.
Well, we don't know what a Swedish accent sounds like. I think that's a gunner job.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, no, no. Why is it a gunner job? Huh? Why is it a gunner job?
Hey, man. I had to pass it on to somebody, and you're the first one I saw.
No.
There's three other people you could have seen here.
Okay. Well, why was it assigned to me originally?
Guys, we don't have time for this.
Okay, let's just get out of here. Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Whatever.
SpongeBob. Yes. All right, I'm Gabriel.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
We'll see you for the season finale next week.